we've been talking about Hoidu. And I would have.
You said David Melch wrote.
David Melch, all Tehillim. The
right,
first
he wrote
part. The,
what again?
When he brought the when he brought the Aron back into its place in Yishlaim, he said these Kippet Lach. And what we basically said was that the first part till Roimimu, through Roimimu, is the Kippet Lach and Tehillim, straight from David Melch, which describes the history of the Jewish people and the fact that Hashem never forgot about us from the time of the Avos through the ultimate Geula. Then it goes
back from the Plishtim.
Yeah. Then we go back and from V'hu Rachum and on we started talking about that the psukim are random psukim in Tehillim and they're mesudar api topics. And each topic is a yisoid that we need in order to survive in the Gaulus. Each one of these yisoids, yeah, we are in Galus, and the point is we're not going to forget that Hashem, and we're not going to think that Hashem forgot about us in Galus, but ultimately, we have to remember in the Galus about these yisoids. So he said, the first yisoid is the Rachmanos of Hashem. And those are the psukim, who rachim yichap ravam v'lo yashchis. At Hashem l'sich l'rachamecha mimeni. Zuchoy rachamecha Hashem. Right? The Rachmanos of Hashem. Then we have to remember the oiz of Hashem, the strength of Hashem. The oiz is the strength that he's nothing can overpower Hashem. That's tenu oiz le'elokim. Noir le'elokim imiktashecha, hu noisin oiz. And then the koyach of the judgment, the nekama, the shofet of Hashem. Okay? Kel nekama is Hashem, kel nekama is sefiyah, hinasa shofet of Hashem. The last two is what I want to talk about today. The last two yesoidos that we're going to talk about in Emuna of that need to strengthen our stance in the Golos is the fact that Hashem is the Moshiach and that if we have bitachon in Him, the Yeshua will come. So this is
all these are actually in Shemot Esrei.
What all
the
what?
Manos of when we do the Shemot Esrei.
Yeah, sure it is. I haven't analyzed that, but I'm sure it is. So the yisoides that we're going to talk about today are the Yeshua of Hashem. So the first, the bitachon. So the psukim are quoted as saying, "Lashem haYeshua, Hashem has the ultimate Yeshua, al amcha v'chasecha." And our job is to give the brachos to Hashem. Now, there's different pshatim in this. The Goyin Siddur brings down a very nice pshat that a person may daven for specific things and may want specific things. And he may not be answered. And one thing we have to remember is that Hashem listens to all the tefillos. And the reason maybe that it's not being answered is because La Hashem HaYeshua, Hashem really knows what's better for us. Hashem knows that the Yeshua will come through X or through Y. And ultimately, Hashem is going to bring about the way that He knows is best for us. So we have to Al Amcha V'Chasecha. We have to keep on giving the brachas to Hashem, but Hashem knows the Yeshua. So therefore, we keep on doing our part and let Hashem do His part, and all will work out fine. But don't get involved so much in thinking about how it's going to happen. You just do your davening, and Hashem will do the rest. In the Tehillim, the Rashi in Tehillim says a little bit differently. He says, "Olav lahoishia es avodav, v'al amoy muta levarich." Each person has their tchum. Hashem has the job of bringing the Yeshua, and we have the job of doing the brachos for Hashem. Similar idea. So the idea is, Hashem is in power of bringing the Yeshua. Hashem tzvokos imanu. We spoke out last week from Rabbi Miller. What's the name of Hashem of tzvokos? You know what shakai means? Sha'amar lo elomoy dai. We know what Yudke Vavke is, the mid of Havaya. Elukenu is the mid of Rachmanos. What's the shame of Tzvokos? So I never knew. So Rabbi Miller says, Rabbi Victor Miller writes, beautiful pshat. A tzava is an army. An army means that you're running an army. That means you have this type of, you have ground forces and air forces and navy. And each person in each part of the army is on a mission, and it's got to do exactly what they're told, not more, not less, in order to accomplish the mission. That's a tzava. The midah of Hashem tzvakos is the midah where we see the whole world is part of Hashem's tzava. the whole world is subject to Hashem's gzeris and tzava, and the tachlis is to bring out a mission, and each element of the bria is there to bring out a certain part of that mission. So the trees are here because they also have a mission in bringing out the Kavod Shamayim. And the water is bringing out its mission in Kavod Shamayim. And every element in the Bria is bringing out its purpose in Kavod Shamayim. Hashem Tzvakos.
I think that mushroom will be used in the creation of the Bria, though.
Maybe, but it's also in the Hashgacha of the Bria. It's in the Hemshech HaDvar. Is that it's the Mida where you see it happening. So in the process of the Geula is when you're going to see all that coming to play. In the process of the Geula is when you're going to see everything making sense now. That's why, now I understand.
Sense, then it's about
that. Right. Then you see this Mida of Hashem comes to life. That's the point. All the Midas of Hashem are always true. It's not like when Hashem is using Midas HaRachamim, that Din doesn't exist. It's just that it's not apparent. So Hashem is acting in a way of the Rachmanus more than the Din. So the Midah in the process of the Geula, part of the thing is putting all the pieces together. Like the story of Haman, right? That all of a sudden you see everything piecing itself together. So how everything worked together to bring about the Geula, that's where this Midah will become apparent. The Midah of Tzvakos will become apparent through the Geula process. And we'll see Hashem Tzvakos Imanu. Everything is going to be working for us to bring it out. Miz Gavlano, and this is our strength. This Mida, this thing that we have, is our strength. We know that Hashem, everything is about us. Hashem, the whole world is for us. Hashem is creating the world and running the world for us. And Elokei Yaakov Tzela is where he's Mashgiach on us. Elokei, again, there he's using the Hashgacha Pratis over Yaakov specifically. So Hashem takes the whole Tzvakos, the whole world, every element, and has its function working for us, to be Elokei Yaakov, to be Mashgiach on us. So, right? And weiter, it says, Hashem Tzvakos, Ashe Adam Beteach Boch. Praiseworthy is he who has bitachon on you. Hashem Oishia, Hashem will redeem us. HaMelech Yaneinu V'yom Kareinu. So this is the psukim that talk about the Yeshua. Okay? We continue. Hoshia Esamecha. Again, the Yeshua. Uvorech Esnach Osecha. Urim V'naseim Ad Oilam. Okay, this means that Urim means like a shepherd. You should be roya us, and you should raise us up forever. Now, the next psuk until the end of the tefillah is we discussed in Yanim of Bitachon. Okay, and what that basically is going to mean is, it's going to have to mean is that after all these midos, we know Hashem has Rachmanus, and we know that Hashem has Oiz, and we know that Hashem judges, and we know that Hashem will bring the Yeshua. But none of it will happen if we don't have Bitachon. It's up to us to bring it about through our Bitachon. And that's what we're going to see in these psukim. There's a famous machloikas, let's call it, in Hashkafa. What happens when a person has Bitachon? Well, I shouldn't say it like that. Everyone agrees, but no. Now I'm talking about bitachon. Now I'm talking specifically bitachon. So yeah, this is the higher level. This is the level of living it. So there was a question in between, in Reb Chaim Volozhiner's days, if a person would have bitachon on a specific thing, are you muftach that will happen? Or is bitachon more general? I have bitachon that Hashem will do what's best for me. Or no, bitachon goes more than that. If I am betach right now in Hashem that I'm going to get a gold watch, I will get a gold watch. Is that the midah bitachon? Or is the midah bitachon, whatever happens, happens. Whatever, I'm betach right now in Hashem, only that nobody else, in other words, like the Chazon Ish says, if a person puts a gun to my head, I'm not more afraid now than I was a minute ago before the gun was at my head. Because whether I'm going to die or not has nothing to do with this guy. It has to do with Hashem's Ratzon. So if Hashem wanted to kill me, he would have killed me anyway with the guy, with the gun, without the gun. And if he didn't want to kill me, he's not going to kill me with the gun, without the gun. So therefore, a person will never be afraid, because a person's bitachon will give him menuchas hanefesh to know that he's always in the reshus of a Ribbono Shel Olam. Reb Chaim Volozhiner held that bitachon is more than that, is that a person can have the bitachon to be saved. In other words, somehow you cannot be talking to be saved. You just have to be talking that it's not, I'm not afraid of this guy. I'm going to do with this. I'm not afraid of this person because it has nothing to do with him. He has no control over me. Absolutely no control over me. Zero. The question is, the Chaim Volozhin said it goes more than that. If you have to be talking to be saved, and Hashem will save you. That was the Chiddush in Chaim Volozhin. And the famous story they say over in Brisk and all the yeshivas was that the Rashash argued on him. No such thing. And Reb Chaim Volozhin was talking in learning with the Rashash, you know, they were talking. And Reb Chaim Volozhin said, Rebbeinu Shlalom, I've been talking to you that I'm going to get a gold watch right now. And a soldier walks in, a Jewish soldier, and he said, Rebbe, I'm going out to fight. I'm going out to the army. And I was given a gold watch, but I don't really want to take it out to war. I'm going to lose it. Rebbe, you could have the watch. You know, that was the story. So whatever, as far as getting a gold watch, that's a separate story, you know, issue. But at least the idea that a person, it's not just a hashkafa. I'm not afraid. The putting the bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam will itself give you a higher level of hashkacha pratis. The more a person puts themselves in the reshus of the Ribbono Shel Olam, and he takes away all other things, he's not patech on anything else, the more that he's tachas the specific hashkacha of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what Chavos Halevavos writes. That's the Chavos Halevavos says it, and that's the Yisoid. So bitachon is not just what?
I think it's a lower madrega.
What is?
Saying that a bitachon is going to bring X. Because my bitachon is only because that's what I want. It's not a Hashem's will. It's what I feel is what I need.
Okay, so and some say that.
It takes away from.
Some say that. Some say that the Chazon Ish was only coming to add, not to take away. Of course he agrees to that, but that's less of a chiddush. There's a famous sefer written in Muncie. It was a little controversial when it was put out, but his whole idea is exactly that, I think. Is that the Chazon Ish, when he said this idea, he's not coming to take away that bitachon doesn't work. That's not the point. He's just coming to say that's not a higher level. This is the level that a person's not at all afraid, ever. That's a higher level. But of course, the idea, bottom line is that a person having bitachon means that a person is tacha, is going to become more tachas, the hashgacha of Hashem. So I always wondered, where is this makar? What's the source for that idea? And the source for that idea is these psukim in the davening. These psukim that we're about to learn in the davening is the clear source in Tehillim, in psukim, of this idea that the more a person is b'tach on the Ribbono Shel Olam, the more he's in the reshus of Hashem. Clear, mefurish psukim. I was just telling it over to someone, and the guy's like, I can't believe it. He's 30, 35 years old. I never once understood what I'm saying over here. And a person says it, and no, it's a moedik chizik in the bitachon. So what does it say here? Nafshenu chiksal Hashem. We are mechake for Hashem. We long and wait for Hashem. Ezreinu umagineinu. So now, the Radak says, it means, therefore, because we wait for Hashem, that's why he's our ezer, he helps us, and he's our magen, he's our shield. Okay, and by the way, this lashon is Reino Magineinu, we have in Shmoneh Esrei. Melech Oizer Umoishia Umogen. So what are the three what are they? Ezreinu means that Hashem helps us. It's a little bit Arishtadlus, but Hashem also helps us along. Moishia means it's all Hashem, and Magen means he protects us even before it happens. So Hashem is our Oizer and our Magen. Because we're chiksal Hashem, because we await for His Yeshua. And to the degree that we await, that's the degree that He's our oizer and our magen. Yeah? Got it? Why? Kivoy yismach libeinu. These are three psukim in our own tilm. We are, because we are happy in our hearts with Him. Kivashem kodshe v'tachnu. So Hashem knows that we have simcha with him if he's gonna. We have bitachon in Ribono Shel Olam, and we know that if he gives us the Yeshua, we're gonna be happy with the Ribono Shel Olam. We're not gonna think koichav yatzim yadi. We're gonna know that it came from the Ribono Shel Olam. So Hashem brings us the Yeshua because He knows that we'll be yismach libeinu. So He's our oizer magin ki vay yismach libeinu ki v'shem kachor v'tachon because we had bitachon in Him. And the lashon of the Mitzudas David over there in Tehillim is v'darkoi. What's the line? And he brings the Yeshua for those who have bitachon in him. So since b'shem kachor v'tachon, that's why he will bring us the Yeshua. And then the last pasuk, yihi chazdecha, Hashem oleinu, Hashem give us your chesed, kasher yichalnu loch. So what is kasher yichalnu loch? So Radak says it means to the degree that we had bitachon in you. Yichalnu is that we were betechin. So to the degree that we have bitachon in you, that's the degree that Hashem will bring chesed on us. Yichazdecha, Hashem aleinu, Hashem, bring your chesed on us. Kasher yichalnu loch, to the degree that we have yichal that we wait and have bitachon in you. So it's more like a pasuk, and this pasuk says clearly that to the degree that we put ourselves in the Rishus of the Ribono Shel Olam, Hashem will take care of us to that degree. So that's why a person, you'll ask, you know, how does it work that great tzaddikim, you know, they seem to have a higher level of Hashgacha Pratis, Hashem takes care, and you find these stories with tzaddikim that, you know, they this bad thing didn't happen to them, and because the more a person has bitachon Hashem, the more Hashgacha directly there is. It's a direct thing. And that's mefurish in this pasuk. So it's a very big chizik. So the point of these pesukim are to say that Yeshua is totally on our bitachon. Because if we have the more we're b'teach in the Yeshua, the more that it will come. The more that we're b'teach in the Yeshua, the more that Hashem will daily be there for us. And the more that we're b'teach in the Yeshua, the more the Yeshua will come. Furthermore, you know, the Gemara says that Kol Oimer Davar B'Shem Oimrei Maybe Geula La'Olam. Someone that says something in the name of the person he heard it will bring the Geula to the world. The question is, why is that bring the Geula? What does that do with anything? What's the inyan that someone that says Davar B'Shem Oimrei brings the Geula? What's the connection? So the Maral writes a beautiful pshat. Says because if a person has a midah that he doesn't take credit for himself, he's willing to give the credit where credit is due. So when the Yeshua comes, then he'll give credit where credit is due also, and he'll give it the credit to Ribono Shel Olam. So Hashem is going to be quicker to bring the Geula to people who will attribute the Geula to him. But someone that takes the credit of the Geula himself, Hashem doesn't want to bring the Geula to that person. So therefore, that's this midah. Kivo yismach libeinu. So therefore, that will bring the Geula, because the more we have bitachin, the more we know that when it comes, it came from Hashem. And therefore, the more likely the Geula will come, because Hashem will be clear to attribute it back to Him. So all this is part of bringing the Geula. You know, if a person has... What?
But that's where it came from. The Minog, Klal Yisrael, where they would end up a drush, and the person says, "Rizelta, this Hashem behavior main." Where did that come from? How they always in drushes? Because the person given the drusha, it would be a pagamim if they were always bamish quoting Rebbeim. It's like it's their shtickle Torah, so they're not saying it b'shem, you know, anybody else. They're saying it just stam the Torah. But they feel bad that how by not quoting other people, right? Am I going to take away the geula? Therefore, they would end their shir by saying, "Rizelta, this Hashem behavior main."
Oh yeah.
I've seen
that
on
his phone. Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's an interesting pshat. What do you mean it's going to stare them? Because, whatever.
So when they're giving, they don't
You can't keep on, you know, constantly doing that. You have to just say what you're saying and get... So that's these pesukim. Now, lemaisa, this yisoid that Hashem is our oizer, our magen, and all these levels. So like I said, the Chovas Levavos writes it, and the Radak makes it very clear in these pesukim that's what the psukim are saying. He says, "Kivoy yichazdecha Hashem alenu, kein yichazdecha alenu b'choleis, kivoy shiichalnu." Nafshenu chikla Hashem lefikach ezreinu magineinu. Okay. Then we said this: Hareinu Hashem chazdecha, Hashem show us your chesed, v'yeshacha and your Yeshua titan lanu. Now that we have bitachin in you, Hashem show us your chesed. Hashem show us your chesed, and give us your Yeshua. Kuma is Rasulanu, stand up and help us. Ufdenu, and give us our and redeem us laman chazdecha. So what's this extra tefillah? Hareinu Hashem chazdecha. What does it mean to show us your chesed? Just do for us chesed. What's the extra inyan of showing us your chesed? So Rabbi Miller says, that's everyone knows that whatever Hashem does for us is good. But we may not always realize it. And it may not come the way we want it to come. So we're waiting for the Yeshua, and all these things that we don't understand why they're happening are happening. And eventually the Yeshua will come. So we daven here, Hashem, Hareinu, we should see the chesed. We shouldn't have to be told, oh, by the way, that's a chesed. We should be able to see the chesed and give us the Yeshua. Kuma Ezrasalanu. What's the kuma? We should say, Ezras, help us. Well, stand up from where? Where were you sitting and where are you standing? What does kuma mean? See, he says that kuma means that when you're in a crowd of people, people sitting are not noticeable. A person standing is noticeable amongst the crowd. So kuma means, Hashem, we want you to be noticeable. We want that Hashem, the Shechina should be noticeable. That in the process of the Yeshua, it shouldn't be Achil Hashem Chas Hashem. Fakir kuma Hashem, that Hashem should be elevated. Hashem should rise up in the process of this, in order to bring us to Ezra. He shouldn't be helping us in a way that's not a Kiddush Hashem. It should bring out the Kiddush Hashem in the Bria.
That the same, we would say, same Shafai Lechadodi when we say Kumi Ori?
Probably.
Kuma.
Yeah, that's the idea. The Kumi, very good. Right. In other words, let me see what it says there. Because that's what he's saying. Usually when it says Kuma, that's what it's coming to refer to.
That Hashem should make it a Kiddush Hashem?
Right. He should stand up and be noticeable that it's coming from him.
So Kumi Ori?
Right. Okay. Anuchi Hashem Alekecha, Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, Harchev Picha Va'amaleu. What this means is that Matzil Salman always says that one of the in the very first Dibra, Anuchi Hashem Alekecha, Shartisicha Meretz Mitzrayim. So there's an emuna that we have to have in Hashem. The Sefer, the Smak. The Sefer Mitzvahs Katan says that a chelik of the emuna that we're supposed to have in Hashem is. So everyone asks, why are we saying Anochi Hashem Alkecha Shartisicha Mitzvahs Mitzrayim? We should rather say Anochi Hashem Shabral Barshamayim Varet. So he says, because part of what we have to have our emuna, our faith, our understanding, our belief in Hashem has to be not just that He created the world, but that He's a Kel HaMoshiach, is that Hashem will ultimately redeem Klal Yisrael. It's the chelik of the etzem emuna in Hashem. So when we say here, Anochi Hashem Alkecha Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim, we're talking about the process of the Geula. The way we learn that Hashem is the Goyel, where do we see that Hashem is the Redeemer? Where do we see it? By Mitzrayim. So that's what we're saying. Anochi Hashem Alkecha Hamalcha Meretz Mitzrayim. I took you out of Mitzrayim. So remember that in this process that we're discussing. We're discussing having bitachon on the Geula. You should have bitachon on the Geula because I took you out already from Mitzrayim. Harchev picha va'amaleu. Open up your mouth, and whatever you ask for, I'll give you. A person davens, and the Gemara says, "Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv," because the Gemara in Brachas asks a stira. That how come here it says harchev picha va'amaleu? Somewhere else it says you shouldn't daven for, shouldn't ask for so much. It's not derech eretz to ask for so much. So why here does it say harchev picha? Ask for whatever you want. So the Gemara says, "Hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv." This is talking about Ruchnias. In Ruchnias, you can ask for whatever you want. So Hashem says, "Harchev picha va'amaleu, I'll fill it up." So a person is awaiting the Yeshua and has this bitachon and this emunah, and he davens for it. That's what we're saying here.
It seems like Eretz Mitzrayim is like just
the emunah for that.
Right, but it gives you strength to do this. It's like a prescription. To
correct.
Be able to
remember
do this
because this will help you.
Right.
Excuse me. This will help you understand what it's all about, what you're doing it for. Then it says, Ashrei Adam, Ashrei Am Shekach Alai. After all this, it's like, praiseworthy is this nation. Right? Amazing. Ashrei Am Shehashem Alaykov. And praiseworthy is the nation that Hashem is there, Hashem is Alaykov, is Mashgiach over them. In other words, that we have such a close relationship to the Ribbono Shel Olam that we can control the way the Ribbono Shel Olam behaves towards us. Right? We daven, he behaves one way. We have bitachon, he behaves another way. It's up to us to determine how Ribbono Shel Olam behaves in the Bria.
So it's almost a little bit of ashrei in there.
Correct, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
The first Nehillim is ashrei.
Right, so this is Ashrei Am Shekach Alai, yeah. This is the, you know, praiseworthy is that nation that we have this schos. Then the final pasuk. So finally we got to this point. We worked on all the midas that we need for the Yeshua. We have the mida of Rachmanas, Ois, Mishpat, Tzvakos, Yeshua, Bitochen. Now, what's the final thing? We got to rejoice. We have to sing to Ribbono Shel Olam that Ribbono Shel Olam brought the Geula. So, it says here, Va'ani b'chazdecha v'tachti, I have full bitochen in your chesed. Now, by the way, why did it say Va'ani? I mean, who do you think you're talking about? Obviously, Vani, whoever is speaking, whoever is saying the pasuk, is saying b'chaz dechavatachti. Why does it say Va'ani? So it's coming to emphasize is that this is not the way of the world. The way of the world is to say koichi ve'itzim yadi. The world pulls us away from this hashkafa, and the Torah pulls us back in. So the person says Va'ani, I, unlike the rest of the world, I'm willing to take this hashkafa. I'm taking it. I'm setting myself aside from everyone else. That's what Va'ani is coming to say. I, unlike everybody else, that's the point. The world doesn't think this way. Va'ani, but I, however, am different. B'chaz d'chavatachti, I will be taking your chesed on my own. Yogi libi, I will be very thrilled, very happy, b'shua secha, in the Yeshua when it comes. And ashir al Hashem, and I'll sing out to Hashem, ki gomal alai, when he bestows it upon me. Some people ask Akasha, why would you be Ashri El Hashem?
Gamal Alai is going in the past, or it's Lashon?
Ki Gamal Alai, that he did for me. So in other words, right. when he will do for me, I will sing.
He did for me, right.
Ashri El Hashem, I will sing. Okay, so let me explain what the puzzle means. What are the three levels here? It says, B'chaz Dechav Atachti. First says B'tachon, then there's Yaga Libi, and then there's Shira. So Reb Chaim Soloveitchik says that a person can have bitachon, and the person's bitachon will give him merdeka menuchas nefesh. Ani b'chaz d'chav atachti. So that's what we're talking about. In Ribbono Shel Olam, I have full bitachon. I have full bitachon that you'll bring the Yeshua. Well, so a person can ask a kasha. And yogel libi, I'm even, my heart is so happy b'yeshua secha, with the Yeshua. I'm like so happy. So the question is, let's think about for a minute, what's going to happen when Mashiach comes? We're going to go in the streets, dance. I mean, whatever's going to happen, it's going to be Labor Day. Yeah. So the shaila is, we say every day, I know it's going to happen, right? So if I know it's going to happen, why am I not already dancing now? I should be dancing it now, because it's for sure going to happen. If we really believe it and have bitachon in it, so we should be dancing now already. So Reb Chaim says that's what the pasuk is saying. That after this whole tefillah, Pshat is, he didn't say after the whole tefillah, but after the whole tefillah, we already built up that Ribbono Shel Olam has all the midas to protect us in the galus. He has all the midas to bring the Yeshua. All it takes is our bitachon, and we have the bitachon, so let's dance. Now, ani b'chaz d'chavatachti, I have chesed, yogel libi b'shua secha, and in my heart, I'm happy with your Yeshua now already. The Yeshua to me is like it's already happened. But ashir al Hashem, to sing out to Hashem, is only ki gomal alai, is once he did it for me.
Well, Shira is for the
Shira.
Future. No,
but saying, Shira, I will sing. I will sing.
Right.
Right.
The
future.
Ashir al Hashem, I will sing out. I will. Kigomalai once it happened. So that's what Chaim says. You can't sing with Bitachon. Bitachon doesn't give you the level of Shira. Shira is miyuchad for the joy of the moment. So that's what Shira does. But inside your heart, everything short of Shira, Bitachon should give you that already. But you can't express it. You don't go around expressing your Bitachon to other people and saying, oh, why are you such a good move? Well, I got a promise that I'm getting $1 million. You could, when you get the $1 million, go tell the world. In the meanwhile, you could be very happy about it. So that's the pasuk. That's the finale of this whole tefillah. That the tefillah is saying, Hashem, we know we have all the midas, and we're protecting you every day, and we're protecting the Yeshua, and therefore, b'chaz d'chav etachtin yagel libi b'shua secha, and I am so thrilled that you're going to bring the Yeshua yagel libi. I'm like so happy about it. But I'm not singing yet, because to sing, I'm waiting. That singing, I'm waiting for the actual thing to happen. When you bring the Yeshua, then Ashir al Hashem, Ki Gomal al Hashem, that's what I'm waiting for. I'm waiting for the Gomal al Light in order to sing the Shira. Once the Gomal comes, once you bring, actually give it to me, then I'll even burst out into singing based from that Simcha. But in my heart, I have the Simcha now already. And that's what they're finishing this tefillah with that comment.
Can you say that if you have real bitachon,
then
you would get up and start dancing before
that? So Chaim is saying not like that. He's saying you would have